Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 30th of October 2017, and this is the 678th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just walking into town for the second time today. I came in earlier this morning for my first stint of jury duty, and I was there for about 50 minutes at the most, and then we were all sent home again. So that was a bit of a, I'm not sure, it's a combination of a relief and a bit of a letdown, and I found it quite difficult to get into gear with what I would have normally been doing, and to start the day later. Of course, although we were only there for 45 minutes, it still was much longer in terms of my time, because I had to wait for a bus to get back, and it took me quite a while to get in, and so it was after 11 when I got back, so it felt like nearly lunchtime. And this time I'm going in for some qigong, which will be really nice for a bit of restoration. I had a whole day of qigong on Saturday, and it was lovely, but somehow it left me really alert that night, and so I spent most of Saturday night wide awake, and I'm feeling the after effects today. So I think that's my other reason for not really feeling up to much. And perhaps it's also a bit the uncertainty of what's happening from one day to the next. At one level, it's quite an interesting experience to see what a random sample of 50 or so people in this area, well, this kind of bigger area, brings up, what sort of people we are. And we sit in rows as if we were on a large plane. I was in the same situation 20 years ago, and it felt a bit like a hospital emergency waiting room then. There were plastic orange chairs that were very uncomfortable, and we were left in complete ignorance of when we might be called and really what the process was. Now it's become much more schmick, and there are comfortable padded seats, more comfortable than a plane, in fact. And they show you a film beforehand that goes through expectations, shows you the courtroom. And in fact, apparently once the process of impaneling a jury begins, the people who are left in the pool can watch the process, so they have a link. So you're not quite so much in the unknown, but of course we still didn't know when we turned up this morning whether we were going to be there for the duration of a trial or just for the duration of an impanelment. In fact, we were neither, because they didn't impanel any jury today. So all we did was get ourselves ticked off an attendance roll and introduced by film to the process. So we turn up again tomorrow morning, unless we are told otherwise this evening, and so it will go on. But what today really has made me realise is that I need to have a bit of a plan of what to do if I'm going to have lots of days like today. That there needs to be a sort of plan B in place. And really, on Sunday when I was planning, I could only think of what I needed if I were there. I wasn't really thinking of what I needed if I wasn't there, what I needed to do. I did just this afternoon go to the cafe and write for a little bit. I didn't write very much, but I did write in quite a lot of depth. And it's made me feel as if I've at least touched base. It does feel very strange coming in again. I know when I came out this morning, half my mind was thinking, well, there wasn't really much point in going home, given that I was coming back in again. And I could have whiled my time away in town. And maybe if I had had my writing things with me, I did have a notepad, but if I had my iPad and keyboard with me, I could have gone somewhere and written. But in fact, I felt as if I had a really good length of time at home. I had time for lunch and time to do the writing at the cafe. So I think if I have that much time, I should do what I did today. I'm at an intersection which seems extraordinarily busy for where it is. I was thinking maybe it was because school's just out, but none of the cars have any children in them. It must be some other reason I don't know about. The forecast for today was for thunderstorms this morning. They didn't happen either. It was the kind of day that's a bit sort of deflating all round. There's a bit of sun at the moment, but it's cool. It's much cooler than it has been over the last few days. And I think it's going down to 7 tonight, which is almost second blanket weather when I go to bed. And one good thing that's happening tomorrow is that even if we do get called, I mean, I expect we will be called in, still, it's late enough for me to do an early morning walk. So I'm looking forward to that. It'll be good. Early night tonight. I do hope that you had a good weekend, that you were able to feel engaged with whatever you were doing, whatever creative project you were working on, and that you're able to be engaged with it in the time that you have available for it, whatever else your life might be doing. But if you get totally distracted, I guess the thing is to just let it be. Give yourself a rest. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow and giving you an update.